From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, fuckers. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
Hey, I'm Christina.
Welcome.
We're fine.
We're good. So we're going to try a new thing on the podcast where we're going to start each episode with a current event or like women slanted news thing, because, you know, women are cool and we want to talk about them. This week, unfortunately, we're going to start with Toronto.
God, you didn't think that much.
Toronto Vanatech suspect expressed anger at women.
Oh, they won't fuck me, I'll kill them.
Right. So a lot
of
people,
unfortunately common,
emailed us and tweeted us about this. I went directly. The source I'm using for the information is the New York Times article, because I wanted to, you know, I wanted it to be like somewhat,
reputable.
Somewhat a reputable source.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's smart.
And so basically, Toronto, it's it might be the deadliest vehicular assault in Toronto's history. They're still, you know, getting the numbers together. But basically, this guy, 25 years old, was charged with 10 counts of first degree murder.
Oh my God, he killed 10 people?
And 13 counts of attempted murder after he drove his van onto a busy sidewalk, just like into people. And right before he did it, he put on Facebook a very angry and hostile message towards women.
Oh,
it has since been deleted.
Damn it.
You know, I'm sure someone has it. But yeah, it is. It's going to be likely to be Canada's deadliest vehicular assault.
Okay. So he officially said that. What did he say about the women? That they wouldn't buck him?
I have not
been reading the news lately because I'm taking a little break.
Yeah, he's 25 years old, and
is he white?
People know. I'm guessing by his name. I'm not sure, but at age 22, he was still a virgin and was really pissed about that.
I mean, 22 in the like,
it's not that. Yeah, it's not that old. And certainly, if you're a virgin, the way to get laid is to not to kill people,
not to run people over with your van. Oh yeah, okay, here he is. Yeah.
It's like kind of like a, almost like a Russian last name. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I don't think that matters. It's just that he was a dude.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I mean, I'm reading into it. I mean, like, yeah, everyone's like, that's crazy, and like, yeah, he got rejected. He is, but also, if you go down, he also has some type of mental illness. He has a tic. He has definitely looks to have at least Asperger's by the behavior that is described here. So it's not just like, you know, that's my thing. It's kind of like, you got to read the whole article. That's why it's really important. We're really, you know, people just are like, see a title and see like three facts about something and then message us or tweet us angrily and like, oh my God, this guy didn't get laid, so he killed people. Yeah, no, it's not good. He shouldn't have been on the streets. This guy looks like he really needed mental health care and showed in various instances in his life where his behavior or actions said, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
And, you know, time and time again, people with mental illness or mental disorders or anxiety disorders are just not getting the help they need. And, you know, most people will not end up killing 10 people on a sidewalk with a van.
That's good.
But then some people will.
Yeah.
And I know people are like, well, mental illness isn't an excuse. I mean, I don't think anyone's using it as an excuse. It's just like, mental illness is mental illness. So yeah, it's like you're not thinking correctly when you are doing these actions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't make
a
decision.
Yeah, in the right state of mind when you're doing these
things.
So
like that argument kind of doesn't even really work. But yeah, I think it's just like we need to really like pay attention to people. And social media is a great way to kind of get inside people's minds. Like, you know, there's various people on social media that I'm friends with that I'm like, you have a level, you know, reach out or something. And I mean, again, yeah, it's not, you don't, that's not okay to kill 10 people, but also this is not just a guy who was angry because no one danced with him at the Boys and Girls Club. It's a little bit deeper than that. So I guess we'll get more information on that.
Don't run people over in vans. Okay.
Yeah. But also, I mean, men do act out sometimes when they get rejected. I mean, lots of serial killers.
Girls do too. We just like stomp our feet and cry, you know?
Well, it's just, something with our inner working is we're just not as likely to result in, like, to resort to violence or killing people.
Which is interesting because I feel like just women have a deep, like, I have so much anger in me, but yeah, I don't want to kill anybody. But I do want to punch a punching bag, and that's why I use Talkspace. What a transition, Christina. Thank you. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time, even if you're on the goddamn toilet. Can't imagine fitting another appointment in your life? Calm down, okay? So Squarespace therapy is as easy as just sending your therapist a text message. There's no commutes. You don't leave the office. There's no judgments. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/DWF and use the code GWF to get $45 off your first month. And you should show the support for this show. Again, that is GWF at Talkspace.com/GWF.
All right. Come see us live, guys. This is not an ad. This is, well, I mean, it is kind of an ad, but one for us.
One for fun.
A lot of people have been saying, hey, I don't know when you're in my city. This is the part of the podcast where we tell you that. Tonight in New York City, it's Nacho Bitches. That's my monthly show with Blair Saki. We're going to have a special guest host tonight. That's Justin Perez. It's New York Comedy Club, which is on the corner of 24th and 2nd Avenue, 11:30 p.m., tickets are $12 with code NACHO. And we have a great lineup, including Jeffrey Gurian, who a lot of you loved on the Guys We Affect podcast.
And then the next day, tomorrow, Saturday, April 28th, Wendy Starling and I are co-hosting Glamapuss, but at a new time, which is 8:30 p.m. because Wendy's got a show beforehand. So we're going to start at 8:30 at Zinc Bar, 82 West 3rd Street. It's going to be the best night of your life. If you are in Columbus, Ohio, we'll be at the Funny Bone May 3rd, Kansas City, Missouri. You're our replacement date because Indianapolis didn't work out. So we're going to be in you at the Kansas City Improv May 4th and 5th. We're doing 4 shows total. And then Sunday, oh, that's you. I put your initials into that. Sorry.
And then Sunday, we're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Funny Bone. And then East Providence, Rhode Island, May 10th through 12th, we're going to be at the Comedy Connection. I'm really excited to go there. I heard that's a great club. For all our tour dates, go to sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com/tours. We have other dates coming up. If you don't see the ticket link yet, that means that the club didn't make it available yet. So please, we're working through the cities as we can. And we're going to get to you eventually. And we're going to reschedule Indianapolis. We just don't have a date. Again, that was out of our hands. Guys, while you're waiting for us, you can hang around in your MeUndies. MeUndies is the best underwear you will ever own. Super comfortable. And even more importantly for me, because I value fashion over comfort, they're fucking cute. There's not enough nice, like, patterned adult underwear,
and I get very comfy.
So bored looking at my own vagina, and now I don't. Made from sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton, MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you own. They are the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, but not be naked. That's true. I wear them around all the time, and I feel naked, but I'm not naked, not getting my vagina juices all over my couch. Ladies, they come in tons of different colors and styles,
ladies,
including solids and lace, boy short, bikini, and thong. Something for everyone and every occasion. And you know, if you're a man and you want to put that on, that's fine too.
I'll start getting thongs.
Fella, the diamond seamed pouch gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight.
She means your dick.
MeUndies is so sure you will love their underwear. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, get a full refund. Right now, our listeners will get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Try 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for? To get your 20% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, and get the best and softest underwear you will ever own, go to MeUndies.com/GWF. That's MeUndies.com/GWF.
Well, now that your vagina is all in your underwear, and that's not hanging out, you sloppy bitch. Get your titties right. I'm talking about Third Love. I love Third Love. I'm wearing them now. My boobs are currently being supported by them. And it's good bras if you have big old ditties. You know what I mean? When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the correct fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes in AA through G, and that is Third Love. No one else except Third Love. Third Love uses real women's sizes and super smooth memory foam to create bras that fit and feel great. And you want to go out and show all the boys your titties because they look so good in your Third Love bra. Why? While most old school bra brands only carry 15 sizes, Third Love says, fuck all y'all, we're offering 60 sizes, including half cup, which no one else does. So fuck you. Third Love knows there's a perfect fitting bra for everyone. Well, I fucking hope so with all those goddamn sizes. This is a lot of work. So right now they're offering Guys We Fuck listeners 15% off of your first order. So to find the bra you've been waiting for, you don't need a man, you need a bra. For all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes a minute. That's not a lot of time. And you could do it from home while you're sitting on your ass. You can sit naked. I don't care. Never have another awkward fitting room experience again. And I always wonder what had to happen for them to put that line of copy in there. But someone got weird. And fondly, try Third Love. The Third Love bra, it's so comfortable, you're probably going to forget you're wearing it. And if you don't agree, fuck you. Returns and exchanges are easy and free. This year, make the change. The change for your titties, okay? And change the way you think about bras. This is what you do. You got to go to thirdlove.com/GWF now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, thirdlove.com/GWF. Never tweet us what the offer code is again. thirdlove.com/GWF. Last ad, I promise. Our last sponsor of today's Guys We Fucked episode is Audible. I fucking love Audible. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking and running and road tripping and drinking margaritas with you from Melissa by the pool. Just me? Okay. With the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, Audible lets you fill your summer with more stories like 6 Promises for Emotional Well-Being by Dr. Susan Forwood. That's the one I have because I have issues setting boundaries for myself. Okay, anyway, as an Audible member, you'll get a credit every month good for any audiobook regardless of the price. Unused credits roll over to the next month. And if you didn't like the audiobook, you can exchange it and they don't even ask you any questions. That's pretty cool. Plus, your books are yours to keep. Go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. Oh, damn, that's a good gig. Better yet, you can switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on an Amazon Echo. Damn, that's a lot of technology. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free. You just got to go to audible.com/GWF or text GWF to 500-500. Again, that is audible, audible.com/GWF. Or text GWF to 500-500. You can do it with audiobooks.
All right. Okay, so I Feel Pretty came out this week, guys. That's Amy Schumer's a new film. And we both saw, you ended up seeing it yesterday, right? We both saw it.
Fucking loved it.
And I don't know if I have, like, this is like gonna probably move to one of my favorite comedies of all time. I laughed consistently. It's almost a 2-hour movie. I laughed consistently for 2 hours. Did you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I
was like
Amy
falling
Schumer,
out of my seat.
Amy Schumer is fucking hilarious. And I'm so sick of seeing these fucking movies about chicks where like, uh-oh, Becky's in trouble. Like, it's just like, be fucking realist. Real. Please,
right.
Can you be real?
Well, I liked it because she wasn't a hot mess in this one. She was just like a regular human being,
yeah,
with flaws, which is something that we don't see often in films about women. And I was so amped to see this movie that I remember seeing the trailer, and I saw the trailer before I heard any of the backlash and like, oh my God, when is there not backlash about anything?
I didn't read it.
There's consistent backlash. Basically,
everything Amy Schumer does has backlash, and she's got to be fucking, I would be infuriated. That's so annoying.
And she is. She said, I saw quote from her that said basically like other people are energy vampires, and I was like, wow, I've never felt so connected to another human being, because that's exactly how I feel about others, that they are energy vampires.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to ruin her success. And well, I mean, a lot of the backlash was about, like, they were like, well, she's an able-bodied person and she's just like a regular-sized woman, and
you could say that, but then why does everybody call her fucking fat all the goddamn time?
Well, that's my point.
She gets called fat all the time. Corinne and I have heard male comedians call her fucking fat and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I have a really, we are, me and Amy Schumer are really, I mean, she's like 5'8", but one time she said she's like 160 pounds, which is like, I'm 5'3.5" and like 155 pounds. And I totally, like, I feel like we have a very similar body type. And I know she's not lying, because I was like, people call me fat all the time, and it's the entertainment business, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, this is the perfect movie for someone. No one is saying Amy Schumer, like, no one without a mental disorder is saying that Amy Schumer is fat. Those are like trolls on Twitter.
Yeah,
but she's to say that she is a leading woman body type, or that she is what we have come to expect from the celebrities that we worship on social media and in TV and movies is inaccurate.
Correct.
And everyone is fooling themselves. I mean, it would be, you know, it's cool if we want to move forward and start casting people that are of a, you know, a more average body type, but it's certainly where we are now. And as someone in the entertainment business who is actively auditioning, I can tell you, in the, this is why it's frustrating to me, and people are like, oh, you're down on yourself about your weight. I'm like, no, you stop putting words into my mouth. It's so fucking frustrating. It happens to me all the time. If I was not in the entertainment business, I would be great with how I look, and it's not like I feel bad about how I look. The reason why I care about my weight in a sentence is because I have worked too hard to miss out on opportunities because of 15 to 20 pounds. That is the reason in a sentence. And I am not going to put my, I am not going to, I know, like, I'm 32 years old. I am not going to change the entertainment business, you know, in the 8 years I have left to get roles as like a youngish woman in Hollywood. And so I am not going to put myself out there to be the mark. Like, fuck that. I have worked too fucking hard to not get called in for roles, or not to do roles that I know I would like nail and be so funny at. And that's why I love this. Amy said, fuck that. I'm creating a role for myself where I play a regular woman. And she's not trying to say she's beautiful. In fact, in the movie, she's saying, It doesn't matter.
Yeah, at the end when her friend was like, I don't give a fuck what you look like.
Yeah, the most interesting people, you know, and that's no offense to people who are good looking there. I mean,
hey,
there are some good looking or thin, interesting people. The most interesting people I know are usually not the hottest. It usually doesn't go hand in hand. But that is my point. And I am so sick of, you know, I love that she like made fun of herself. She there's a scene where she does a like a bikini contest.
Oh yeah, I loved that
and
scene.
And she just gets into it, and I was like, I love this scene. I would totally do that, because you just need to be like, this is what my body looks like.
Yeah.
I've no problem. I've performed naked in front of my peers before. Like, I don't give a shit. But it's like, you gotta give regular sized people the opportunity to, because otherwise I'm just really angry that I didn't get the opportunity. And everyone is so fucking full of shit, because it's like, you know, like, love yourself, but then those are the same people to call you fat or say, you know, change something about yourself, or, you know, all you're following on Instagram are like really hot people. And like, I do it too, but I also am not calling people fat. Well, sometimes, but you know, when they deserve it. And then it's also this kind of new thing of like, you know, just like everyone is beautiful. We've talked about that on the podcast before. Everyone isn't, but that's not the point. It's not important.
Well, I liked in the movie.
It's not the issue.
I liked that scene where she does a bikini contest, because the guy that she just started dating is like, wait, what? And
he doesn't want her to do it because he's worried for
her. Yeah. And he's like, this is weird. And then she gets so into it, and then everyone loves her the most and the best.
Because she's the most fun.
He starts to fall for her for the first time. You see that little glimmer in his eyes because she's fun and doesn't give a fuck. And then. And the fact that, like, she didn't care that she didn't win it, and the Rory Scovel's character was like, really?
Yeah.
And he was just so in awe of that. Like,
yeah.
But he found that so sexy. One of the only criticisms that I had picked up on, this was a while ago before the movie came out, about Amy Schumer's movie was, you don't have to like bump your head in a Soul Cycle class to get like feel like you're pretty. No, that's not the point of the fucking movie.
Oh,
the
yeah.
point of the fucking movie is you can be confident and that is what's sexy. You mm-hmm. do not have to be physically hot to be sexy, because some people that I know are that are physically hot are so insecure that I wouldn't mm-hmm. want to fuck them if you paid me.
Well, and the thing is, if we did a movie where Amy Schumer, I loved that she has to hit herself on the head. And it is like, you know, if you guys have seen the movie Big, it's like an homage to Big, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So she hits her head. And so if Amy Schumer had walked into this movie without hitting her head and just believed that she was like, a top 10 model,
she have a stroke?
That would have been the most stupid plot for a movie I've ever seen.
Well, yeah.
Because we see Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer is wonderful. She is not a top 10 model.
Well,
she's just not.
It's funny. Melissa, my best friend who went with me to see the movie, she thought that the thing was going to be after she hit her head and she looked in the mirror, mm-hmm. she saw a hotter version of herself, like a skinnier version.
Right.
But she just saw herself and was like excited about it. And she was like, oh, that's so much better. That's such a stronger point.
Oh, it was so magical. And there was like a bunch. I went to see it with Justin Perez and there was a bunch of hot girls sitting behind us. And literally at one point, one of them said out loud, I don't get it. And I was just like, because I was really curious to see, because I don't know, like, I think if you're really hot, the point might be missed, like really like top 10 model hot. And if you're really unattractive, yeah, the point by me missed. But I think this is a regular looking,
you can't speak to every person,
regular looking, regular weighted women are the middle class of women. We are constantly overlooked. It's like if you're not plus size and you're not fucking gorgeous, just no one does anything for you.
But the plus size women get negative shit.
Well, not now, not anymore. Well, but I mean, like now it's kind of like that's
like for the industry, is, like the models.
Exactly.
And stuff?
That's yeah. who we're kind of because right. it's like still like okay, well, it's like there's no place for me. And even in the entertainment business. Classically, it's like either you're going to be really overweight and you're going to be the comedic relief, or you're going to be really thin and beautiful and you're going to be the lead.
Yeah.
So where do regular sized people fit in? And Amy Schumer is like the definition of a regular looking, regular yeah. sized woman. And I fucking loved it. We don't need all these messages. So it's just like purely based on hilarity. It is so funny. Amy Schumer created a piece where she could shine, and she shined.
Her physical comedy is so good.
She is so, so talented.
Oh, she's so fucking funny.
Yeah, and it's interesting because right now I have like a big portion about like, you know, weight loss and working out, because it's like something I devote a lot of my time to, fitness and health, and I spend a lot of time on it. So obviously I'm going to write about it because that's a big part of my life. And even this past weekend, after a comedy show where we do stand-up comedy.
Jokes.
A group of girls came up, and they were really well-meaning, but one of them like took me aside, which please never do this. Like, unless you can have a heart-to-heart where you tell me something
in front of the group.
No, you can tell me something that moved you or something we helped you with, that's fine. But like, if you're going to give me like advice on myself, don't. I truly mean that. And like this whole podcast has been an exercise in self-exploration. I set it up for us. So, you know, like that was like my whole fucking vision when I wanted to do this, is like, I want to become better through learning about ourselves, through the people that we have the most intimate relationships with. Like, that's the whole fucking point of the podcast. And it's more than done that. And so this girl coming, and this is not against her. It's just really rubbed me the wrong way. And I know you meant well and you're a nice person, and it's not, but she took me aside and she was just like, in our group of friends, if anyone says something bad about their bodies, they have to do a shot. It's not healthy. No.
Nope.
And after watching your set, you have to do like 10 shots. And guess what? The set, all the jokes I have so much self-deprecation in my comedy.
Because that's what's funny.
Because it's so funny. It makes me feel so good. And I love laughing at myself, because it's like, I don't know if you guys have not caught on. Like, I think I'm like the greatest person in the world. Literally, my problem in like most of my romantic relationships is that I am underappreciated. I am not treated as the queen that I think I am, truly. And so... And like, but that comment made me feel terrible, because I was like, number one, you missed the point.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that makes me feel more alone in the world than just as someone saying something to me that I'm just like, wow,
you didn't get it at
you're
all.
You're like a fan and you completely don't get my art, me, nothing about me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine listening to the podcast for this long and like you thinking that like I need like some like pat on the back or some surfacey thing, like doing a shot when I say something bad. It's just like miss the point. And so I think it's just like a lot of people, and I sometimes I feel people tense up on those jokes. And I've even considered, you know, because in regular audiences, like in this mixed audiences, no one, those jokes always crush. But in these predominantly female young audiences that we perform to mostly on the road, I feel people tensing up on like jokes about weight. And I even thought about like not doing them. And I was like, fuck it. I was like, I'm going to do the jokes that are the hardest for me to execute on the road to show people like what comedy is, what the beauty in comedy is, and why I love it so much. And it's had such an impact on my life. And so it's like, I feel like it's just a lot of people who still feel bad about their own bodies projecting that on me. And like they're feeling bad about themselves. And they're thinking, well, she must also feel bad about herself. And you're like, I don't know how to say how incorrect you are. And
also too, it just feels shitty to be able to be a stand-up comedian and that's your art, and you do a joke about your body, and it's going to be more of a negative joke probably because that's what's funny and that's right. What makes the comedian feel good. Like when I joke about something negative about myself, that makes me feel more in control of and more secure about the quality, to be honest. Like,
oh sure.
And so I love that. But then someone going, you need to think better about yourself. Like, bitch, yeah. I got this.
I just get comments like that all the time, and I'm like, you're really, really missing the very essence of who I am.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I couldn't convey that in 4+ years of podcasting and half a book, there's nothing that I can say. And it's like a larger problem. And I just really don't know how to deal with it. I've thought of articles and pitching it. And like, you know, there's so many things we've talked about this before, like shows where people have tried to censor me talking about it. And it's like, please don't make my comedy about you.
I mean, that's every comedian's wish.
Yeah, and that's why I just love this movie so much, because she just, it's just like a not often talked about group of women, like really regular women. And like, I mean, I talk about SoulCycle all the time. I go there, and like how she feels in SoulCycle is exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I think it's great to know who you are. I'm a regular gal. And I think that's why a lot of people like the podcast. You know, it's like, oh, you're like regular. Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast would not work if Corinne and I were like 5'10" gorgeous Emily Ratajkowskis.
Right. And
it wouldn't work.
Yeah. And it's just like, I love being a regular person.
Yeah.
It's nice. I feel like, and you know, I think there's a couple isolated periods in my life. I think like in college, I was like really hot, and it was like, I remember that. And I was like, wow, it was like nice for a couple years. It was like a real break from like having to impress anyone with my personality.
And
it was so nice for a period in time. And I'm not saying that if you're hot, you can't also have a great personality or be funny. Like, there are beautiful comedians. Whitney Cummings is beautiful, but like, it's just not, the thing is that the movie is all about how it's just like, it's not important. It's not trying to pander to make women feel better or feel beautiful. The point is that
there's
it
more important things in
matter.
Life.
And I loved it, and it was just so funny.
And if you
so
can,
funny.
If you're happy and confident, the world is your oyster. That goes for both men and women.
You don't even have to be happy; just the confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is key.
Just know who you are.
People look at you differently when you're confident.
Honestly, I associate happiness and confidence as the same thing. But yeah.
Oh, I'm never happy, but always confident.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just like, yeah, it's just like, and like her interactions with men throughout, like you carry yourself differently and you are attractive without having to be a top 10 model when you come across as confident.
Yeah.
And loving yourself doesn't need to come from, I think I like, if you're not attractive and you look in the mirror and you fucking have eyes and you know you're not attractive, who cares?
Stop looking in the mirror then.
Just who cares?
If it makes you feel bad, don't do it.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't, guys.
Mm. God, I love that movie. I'm going to watch it
Okay.
again.
I'm going to read an email real quick before we get to our guest and go back to our roots of interviewing a guy when one of us is fucked.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is about to take a fun journey, guys. But okay, this email is from a gentleman, and the subject line is, why do women hint instead of being direct about what they want? Bunch of nice compliments. And then he goes, with any question asked to you ladies, I think backgrounds make a difference. I'm a 38-year-old single heterosexual male, so my experience and question is in that context. I know my question / subject doesn't just apply to women, but since my experience is with women, I'm hoping for an answer related to them. I am often frustrated with a woman's inability to be direct about asking for what they want. They often hint about something that they want, but even when asked directly about it, they avoid being straightforward. Here's an example. I recently had a friend with benefits text me that she had a bad day and her back was hurting her. I replied with, sorry to hear that, although I knew she was fishing for a massage. Later, she texted that she took a relaxing bath but could barely move her head. I knew if I just said, come over and I'll give you a massage, she would have, but instead, I wanted her to tell me what she wanted. A few weeks later, we went out and drank and ended up in bed together. She asked me what I wanted, and I said, a back massage and a blowjob. Very direct. I asked her what she wanted, and she replied with, my neck still hurts, but still didn't ask for a massage. I know I wasn't as direct when I was younger, and maybe it is an age thing. She's 26, although this has happened even with with women closer to my age. Is there something about the way women are expected to act that makes them less direct? I don't want to force my expectations on anyone, but how do I start a conversation about being direct with a woman who won't be direct even when I have stated I want them to tell me what they want? As a man, nothing makes me happier than pleasing a woman and making her happy. Does that mean I just need to suck it up and play the game, and when she hints at something, try to assume she wants and hope I'm right? Or is it too much to ask for someone to tell you what they want? Thanks for your time and energy you put into making your listeners happy, and I wish you the best. And this guy, he looks like, do you watch the show Barry?
No, I know what it is, but I don't watch it.
Okay, this guy looks like that one Russian guy in the show Barry. That was funny. He's a fucking hilarious actor. Okay, I totally understand your frustration with women not being direct. I think before I started being a co-host of Guys We Fucked, I was definitely someone that hinted at something. All the time I would hint. I would never ask for what I want because I was scared. I was scared to ask for what I wanted with men in particular because I didn't want to come off as... There's a couple instances that I kind of remember being this way, but it's if I get down to it, it's that I don't want to come off as being like too upfront and masculine and aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually what it comes down to, or what it did come down to. I am no longer afraid of that anymore. And I think it's because I've read so many emails from women about them. Are they, you know, various questions about like, what should I do? What? And it's like, you had to answer in you the whole time. What are you talking? Like, and it makes me angry. And I feel like maybe it's a similar frustration to what he's feeling. Cause I'm like, you know what you want. Get it. Mm-hmm. Like women by, you know, in general are more unsure of themselves than men, I think.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I've also had more confidence than anyone I've ever dated, except for maybe my first boyfriend. He was pretty confident, and it's drained me throughout the relationship because I can only spend so much energy building someone up who doesn't like have a deep like love in themselves. And like, it's really, and so men who I thought were like really, really confident, just like behind closed doors are just not.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the worst like Jack in the Box surprise I can get when I date someone. Because I never enter a relationship with someone who is knowingly not self-confident, and then when it is revealed, it like fucking kills me every time.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it takes so long sometimes.
And it's very difficult to be in a relationship, whether that's boyfriend, girlfriend, or friends with benefits, with somebody who isn't confident enough to ask for what they want. So, what I would say to you, as a straight guy who's fucking women, if I was a woman and I heard this, I honestly wish someone would have. Steven has told me this before in my early days of dating him, but I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying, even if it's a friend with benefits, hey, when I have a sexual relationship with someone, it's very, not only is it very important to me, but it turns me on when a woman just tells me what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what I want because that's what I want. And we can communicate. And if you don't want to do it, you know, we can have a conversation. But I cannot be in a friends with benefit relationship with somebody who isn't that direct to me.
The only thing with this is like a massage is not necessarily a sexual request, even though men always turn it into something sexual. Sometimes women just really want like a neck massage.
I've never been shy to ask for a massage.
And the thing for this is like, I'm always upfront with asking like what I want sexually. But as far as like something like a nice gesture like this, sometimes I purposely won't say directly what I want. In hopes that someone will. No, not at all. No, I don't ever. That's not a problem. Because I would like someone to do something nice for me without me having to ask, because it means so much more. And there's a similar, if you ever have seen the movie The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, comes up a lot. And I fucking love that movie too. That comes up a lot. And it's like Jennifer's character is like, I just don't want to have to ask you for everything. But the more I've interacted with men and the more relationships I've been in, and actually Owen Benjamin has even mentioned this in his stand-up. He has a joke about it. It's like, I think men truly lack an intuitiveness that women have, that we kind of expect all genders to have. And that
women
can
read signs. Women can read hints in a way that men cannot read hints.
Men just really, really can't. And
I don't think
that hurts us.
And it probably, but it probably frustrates the men that they can't read the hints clearly. Like this guy, for example.
Yeah.
Because it's like if your brain doesn't operate in a way that you can pick those little moves up.
Right.
I pick those up all the time. Most of the time, I'm reading into them too much, and there wasn't even a hint, and I thought there was one.
Right.
I always think I'm seeing hints.
Right.
And I would be frustrated, too, if I'm like, oh, this person was hinting at me, but I didn't get that. God damn it. Like, right. I'd be annoyed with
myself.
I
think what it is, it's like, you know, women, we want people to do things, like do nice things for us without us having to directly ask. But if you are heterosexual, like, that's just really not something that's going to often happen for men. And it's just like a miscommunication between kind of gender norms.
Yeah. But what is the harm, though, in asking if they truly aren't able to pick up on hints?
There's no harm in asking. It just doesn't feel as special if you have to ask for something.
Okay, so you wouldn't want
it's
it
like
as
if
much.
I want to. It's like if I there was something I want for my birthday and I mentioned something in passing, like, oh, that's really cool, and I get that present. That feels a lot more cool than me saying, hey, can you go and get this necklace for me from a store? Like, if I ask for it, I'll just fucking buy it with myself. Right. It's not,
well,
I can't afford
it. Well, and that's also an indication that that person is listening and paying attention to what you're saying.
And knows you.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's that's what I think it, that's what I think it is.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps, sir.
Anyway, all right, today's guest. So yeah, Christina mentioned we are going back to the guys. We fucked Roots.
Yeah.
This was a fuck that happened a long time ago. The guest has been on before, and in the interim between him being on and now, we fucked and other stuff. He's a stand-up comedian. He lives in Los Angeles, and he's one of my good friends. Please welcome John Campanelli.
But sip more than a nip, and you're quick to get sick of me. All I need's a garnish, a little bit of zest in me. Won't you be my garnish, you little raspberry? 'Cause I'm about to
I mean, put it on your lap because you're
done.
You can't twist to the right for the entire podcast.
Hey, y'all, we're here with John Campanelli.
Hey, what's up, guys?
The energy in this room right now is
zerk.
Worse. But it's not sexual tension.
It's worse than a mass slaughter of children, honestly.
Whoa.
That's what the energy.
You're going to get so many hate tweets about that.
Come at me, guys. Nothing can be worse than what you already say. So
John was on our podcast before, comedian.
Yeah, wait, I got to wake
Campanelli.
Up. Okay.
Well, that'd be great for us and
I'm
for the
so
listeners.
I'm so excited to be
Are
here.
You?
Yeah, and I had like a whole thing I wanted to say about you guys.
Oh, well then go.
But now, because
you had a prepared speech about us to do in front of us?
I mean, that's awesome. I want to hear it.
Well, no, but I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank
and
you.
And so the Thanks. First time I did the podcast, it was in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And you guys were doing okay.
Oh, wow. So kind. Stop. You're going to make our egos too big,
well,
John.
Well,
I'm
going
to be able to fit out my door.
Wait for it. You guys, it was starting to rise.
Ooh.
Right? It was it was on the rise.
Oh, okay.
And then all of a sudden, like, I mean, this has taken off.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm back here and you guys are like a big deal. And that's crazy. You know? Like,
yeah.
Because it's so.
I know. I can't believe I still text you back.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, you're back.
But you know what? You're right.
Well, you're back.
I love you, John. You're the only person I answer the phone for. You know that.
Thanks.
You're back here, John. You're back in the hot seat because you guys fucked.
Yeah.
And you didn't fuck before, but there was tension. I remember we took a picture. I remember it was when I had the red wall.
Wasn't I the first person to come on that neither of you guys had an experience with?
Maybe, because you probably annoyed us so much. But no, I mean, you know, did your career just need a bump, or we fucked a long time ago? This was ages ago.
But it was before you came on the podcast.
Man, you guys are even better at like your voices now. Like they're like even the way that you're talking, so much more confidence. This is crazy.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I mean,
I'd rather be getting more confident than less confident. I'm in a weird headspace.
I'm just so happy for you guys because your vision came into fruition and it's amazing to watch.
Thank you. Well, anything can happen if you believe.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to try to work to make the audience like you this time.
Okay.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to look bad. That was the one thing you wanted out of this. and you're squinching your, it's like you're squeezing your eyeball area.
Well,
your
what
head.
Happened was, I'm quick and then we can get
you
into the
whole.
You
seem very stressed.
I mean, yeah, because I just drove here from Westchester.
Okay.
Super pumped to come here and do this podcast.
To be on Guys We Fucked
really,
Part 2.
Yeah, really excited to be come back on the podcast. I'm driving here. I'm excited. I text Corinne. I said, it's going to be gold, Jerry, gold, like from Seinfeld,
yeah,
you know?
Confirmed.
Yeah.
And then I got, it's drizzling out, you know, and it's and then I'm trying to get into the city, and it was so hard to drive, and there was no
why?
Parking.
Because you suck at driving, or
no.
Why was it hard to drive? I mean, New York, it's insane to drive in Manhattan. It
I just
is
looked around, and everyone, because like LA is becoming really overpopulated, you know, right now, like the traffic in LA has gone from like uninhabitable to like dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
So now when I'm back, I'm like excited to be in New York, and I was just driving, and I was like looking around, and I was like, I told you guys this, and I'll say it. I just had this weird feeling where I was like, I feel like this country's over. And I got really depressed
that
walking in.
That is a sad...
Like, it's out of fashion?
That's a sad thought. So I get why you would get depressed, but why did a crowded New York street make you think that?
Everyone's, like, so miserable.
I mean, I'm in a miserable place in my point in my life, but I'm happy still.
But I don't. But no, it's not like miserable where you look. It's like a selfishness has come over the country. I feel like everyone's like kind of self-centered.
People are always like that.
You're right.
But it's also like, I mean, it's worse in New York and LA because it's a place where you move if you really want to make stuff happen. No one moves to New York to get away from it all.
Yeah, to like work at a drugstore.
No, right.
Yeah, so it's like we all, you know, and like it's
you're
like
surrounded by people that are working their ass off.
Yeah, we all come here to make our dreams come true, and most of them aren't going to come true.
Most
and
of them
so
will
that's
not.
Why everyone's in a bad mood.
Just
yeah, statistically, your dream won't come true.
Right.
But you're surrounded by people who they're all trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the ones whose dreams do come true, they're downtown or maybe Upper East.
This right.
Is, and or lower or Brooklyn, you know?
This is a whole thing I don't want to get into right now.
Okay. Well,
the
well
show
I'm glad you brought it up.
Let's
how about
it.
We talk about how I give you a blowjob and a Fat Sal's parking lot?
See, now that.
Wait, did you suck a dick before she ate the sandwich? Oh, no. Did she suck your dick
oh,
before or after the sandwich?
Of course, before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Because I don't know how.
I only suck dick on an empty stomach.
Dink.
Are you going to suck some dink today?
You're going to suck my dink? Hey.
I mean, you're making fun of your own penis at this
oh,
point.
Man,
yeah.
That's a bad.
Wait, was that the night that we all went to Fat Sal's and then.
No,
was
we were,
I there or just you?
No,
guys?
We were doing. You and I were in LA together. John came to like our show or something, and then
no, I did the show. This
oh,
was a while
sorry,
ago.
Sorry, you did the show. Everyone forgot.
He had
and
a
then,
memorable set,
and then we dropped you off at the Airbnb, or you like Uber there,
and then you're like, I gotta go.
And then I said, I'm gonna go hang out with John, and then
now who? Now was it your decision? Were you just went in for the swoop? Because I've not
because this wasn't the first time.
Last time I sucked a dick in a car was dink. Like. A dink in a car. Last time I sucked some prick's dink in a car, I was in the ninth grade. So.
Wait, what do you mean this wasn't the first time?
What do you mean? You don't remember in the city?
Right, but I thought the city was after LA. I need a timeline.
Wait,
of
no.
Before? I need a timeline of
twice in a car,
times
two different
that
cities.
I sucked your dick.
You sucked his dick. Both times in a car? There's way better. Wait.
No,
like
but it's because we're in cars together a lot because he's always driving in from Westchester.
Comedians in cars
sucking
dicks.
Well, yeah, because there's so much traffic, you get time to suck the dick.
You should do that that should be a new angle.
I really hate you.
Comedians in cars
sucking
dink.
And it's so funny because I think you might be the only person's dick that I've ever sucked in a car.
Whoa.
Wait, really?
Twice.
Maybe it's the only place where you don't feel intense anxiety.
Yeah, because you seem anxious sometimes.
He is so anxious.
Right now, I'm
what
very anxious.
About what? The world crumbling?
Yes.
I mean, it's gonna. We're all gonna die, but that's kind of a good thing.
No, I'm
all
right. Yeah, that's so crazy.
So wait, did you guys fuck or just suck his dick?
No, we've had sex too. I mean, neither of us really remember it, but.
Yeah, that was. I don't drink a lot, and that night was.
You and I get, when we're together, like, you're not even a big drinker, but you somehow always get ripped around.
Because you want to fuck her, but you're too scared to say something.
I honestly don't. You know what? I'm very confident, but I really don't think that's
oh, okay.
the case.
I was just
John.
Guessing.
Do I feel? I don't know. I feel like we went out a couple nights ago.
Yes.
And I got hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Oh God, yeah. I like barely recovered from the hangover.
I
now.
Was so bad.
I had to cancel my personal training session. It was bad.
Because aww. Everyone kept buying me drinks, and I kept being like. All right. Yeah.
You're like a girl, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, if you give John a couple compliments, he'll follow you around all night.
Yep. So the, I don't want to, sorry, you guys.
No, I mean, you obviously have something to offer. Go ahead.
Well, the time at
Sal's.
It's
good to be back to our roots, you know? I love being back to our roots.
The time at Sal's, it took me a very long time.
To come. You're telling me.
You kept going? You didn't go, oh, just do it yourself? How
champ.
Much time?
Because champ. She's a champ.
Is she good at sucking dick?
Very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Ew. Give me some tips. Well, I mean, that's good.
It was a compliment, but the way you said, uh-huh.
Yeah, you look
and
weird.
Your smile
like,
made me feel uncomfortable.
There's no way to say that and not look creepy.
No, yeah. Okay, so, but wait. The first time was in New York? Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Who's you would
car?
Remember better than me. His.
Okay.
He has a car because his folks live in Westchester.
Mm-hmm. And you were drunk?
No.
John.
No, no, no. We got drunk later.
Oh, but you sucked his dick. Okay. So how did that come about? Did you ask her to suck
your dick?
Well, the
good thing about New York City is you're never going that fast.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, we didn't have very far to go.
Was it a moving car?
Yeah, we didn't have very far to go.
Oh, you came Roadhead?
I remember.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember like we were going through Times Square and you're driving and I'm just like leaning over.
That's more fun, actually. Times Square, that's fun.
The
for
joy
Roadhead.
In like giving John head is like that it makes, it's like you know he's heterosexual, but he still somehow looks like he's uncomfortable.
Like as if behind his eyes he's going, I wish it was a man. I wish it was a man.
No, no.
It just brings me great
joy. I wish it was
joy.
A dog. I wish it was a dog.
Because you have like a, this is not going to sound good, but like you have like a childlike antsiness about you. And like it's not like
I get
I'm,
that.
But
like you, a boyishness.
Yeah. But it's like I know you're very much an adult and I feel like this is some kind of tactic you use, but I'm not, I haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet.
Ooh, let's get to the bottom of it.
So it's the reason it took me a long time at Sal's was because.
I'm not even talking about this.
No, but I'm saying like. Oh, okay.
But he is.
Go ahead.
No, get to the bottom of
Your childlike anxiety.
Because okay. I know you have sex with a lot of very beautiful women.
Go on.
But it means true. I know we're good friends, but I don't know how you get them to do it.
Well, that
was so honest.
Well, I think to answer,
I'm not even trying to diss you.
I think to answer that, we could go into. Why you did what you did.
Right.
What about me?
Well, I just explained it, though.
Oh, why you wanted to suck his dick because his childlike anxiety?
Well, it's like he almost...
Pedophile.
Like, it's like you almost... That's gross. That's why I said this is going to sound bad. No, it's like you almost seem uncomfortable around sex, so it's almost like I'm kind of like...
Like I'm new at this.
I'm like ruining you. Yeah.
Oh, so is that hot for you?
It's like an amateur...
Ooh,
it's like a casting couch porn, but only
is that. Do you like that?
You're the women. I mean, I love casting couch porn,
right? But like, do you like that? Oh, John is.
It's just a very thing. It's a quality that is uncommon in men. So I think it's fascinating because it's unique.
But he's like, okay. So is he likes that thing that girls do? Where like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm nervous.
I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I am the guy's version of I've never. Done,
yes.
I don't usually do this.
You are.
Yes.
That's not a bad quality.
It's
I can
so,
see how that's sexy.
It's fascinating.
There's this
to
innocence
me.
To me that you're like, I know he's not innocent.
Yeah, no, but I know.
How does he show that?
Not.
How does he show that quality while you're sucking his dick?
It's
or
like,
does he not?
It's like because he never tries to initiate, but then this also sounds terrible.
No.
But he never pushes me off. I mean, this is a real me too.
I fell off the couch. That's really funny.
Maybe I'm such. Am I a charmer?
No, John. You
picked up your glass of water. Got so uncomfortable when I said that.
Yeah, I did.
No, John.
Do you put the moves on ladies ever? Like,
no.
Oh.
So, you know, you remind me of my first boyfriend a little bit. He also had that kind of like childlike naivete.
Why? Why don't you do that?
Go. I've just never been aggressive, you know. I don't know why. I just never done it. It's just never been my style.
So wait, the first time you sucked his dick in a car, it was Times Square, right?
My buddy PJ was in the back seat.
No,
not
he wasn't.
During,
oh,
not during.
I was like,
he got
left.
Out. But he said to me, I gotta go because he was like,
what?
My sound just changed on my thing. I just want to make sure nothing pulled out.
Is it better?
Oh.
Oh, it pulled out.
Yeah, something was loose, I think. Okay.
Is it better now?
I think, yeah. Okay.
So wait, so your friend left the car
because she was getting grabby in front of him.
Oh, is that why he left?
Oh, is that why he? But he loves me.
Yeah, he does.
I guess he doesn't want to watch his friend get his dick sucked.
Yeah,
understandable.
Well, yeah, I guess
not for everyone.
Rude. So he leaves, and then how do you? You just do it? You just unzip him's fly, or do you say, "Can I? May I suck your dick in the car?"
Oh no, I've never said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I just grope John, and then hope he doesn't say stop. This, you know what? And this is a real moment of reflection.
Yeah, but you guys are very flirty. So, like,
we have a very unique relationship.
Well, we're very close friends, too. We have, we talk on the phone for, like, hours. I don't do that with anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And we really are close.
So that's a root relationship that kind of allows for that.
I just don't want to give the wrong message out to guys listening. Listen, if you talk on the phone for hours with women,
you could just grab a pussy and a titty, maybe one titty, and she won't care. Now, but obviously, John, you don't care. You just got real close.
I don't care about what.
Like we're in a therapy session.
Yeah, no.
Have I ever made you uncomfortable by grabbing your penis?
No.
Okay, good. I just like to check in these times.
Yeah, because you're like shaking in the corner and you can't tell if you like it or you're happy to be there.
I don't know. I'm pretty like,
I'm pretty open. Anyone can just kind of touch my dick.
No, actually, I don't.
Have you ever refused somebody?
Yes, I was just
going to
say. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has. You told me a long story
about
that recently.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
I don't want to say it on air because I don't want to
make her look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows what it's about. She does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just don't want anyone.
I feel like girls are very bad at taking rejection.
Yeah, very bad.
Worse than guys.
Well, it's this.
Because the rate at which we get rejected is very low compared
to dudes. It's getting worse, too.
Pay for yourself.
It's getting
worse. I'm just kidding.
I've never gotten rejected in my life.
And it's getting, women do not take rejection well, and it's getting worse now.
Yeah, you got to stop treating us like princesses. We're getting a little cocky.
I don't treat like. Until like I know there's something there for real, I'm never gonna the first time we hang out or ever, like I'm not gonna treat you like a princess right up front because I believe in expectations. I've always done that, and I don't want to give you false expectations. So some women might think that I'm being a dick, but I'm just like, what do you want me to do? You want me to tell you that you're beautiful, that this is gonna go somewhere? It's like, I don't know.
What a sentence.
I don't know if you're beautiful or not.
No, I mean, even if you are, though, like,
you're
I just don't
want to lay it on.
I don't
want to
gas your head up. Like, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, it's not fair because it comes down to expectations. And then that's when they really resent you. And they're like, I thought this was going somewhere, which ends up happening anyway.
Oh, really? So you girls tend to say that you lead them on?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but.
Or
I mean,
you're with it and then you get disinterested.
This is what
you don't
I
scream
feel.
Relationship to me.
Well, here's the thing. I'm over being promiscuous. The truth is.
Why?
Because I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Like, I really know it's out there.
I haven't heard anybody use the full phrase in
a
while.
I feel exactly like John, though. I felt like that for a while.
Promiscuous. Oh, okay. I don't anymore.
I've just, like, had so much. It's like, nothing's going to surprise me at this point.
Nothing's
going to
surprise me.
Yeah, but if you like a person, you have a crush on them, and you think they're hot, it's fun to fuck them.
I like the connection.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it needs to be marriage.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sleep with someone who I don't feel connected to.
Yeah.
Because that's not fun.
You want to have a crush on them.
That's just masturbating with their body.
I agree.
And that's not.
And that's, that's dumb. Get a doll if you're going to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And plus, I'm getting a little older. Like, I'm 33. Like, in my 20s, I could go like a million
times
a day.
Oh, I thought you were way older than that.
You were like 39.
I didn't know you were only a year older than me. Wow.
You're only 33?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have nothing to say to follow up to this.
You look great.
How old are you?
30.
Are you?
Yeah.
So
I don't care.
We're just roasting one another back and
forth. No, no, no. I didn't
but not really saying anything, just giving them a look. Great podcasting, by the way.
You guys can't see how mean we're being to each other, but it's bad.
We're going
to
send out a PDF file with still photos of the looks we're giving one another.
What I want to know is, after the friend left the car, what happened between that and you sucking his dick? Like, did you just go?
I probably just immediately started, like, feeling his dick over his pants. That's a common move.
That's a fun one.
And, but then I believe you, like, helped get your dick out because I can't unzip someone's pants.
I am not going to say yes to that.
And get their zip. What?
I don't pull it out.
What? No, no, no.
Yeah, but obviously she wanted you to.
No, like I am button, but then you finish helping your penis.
I have to. You have no idea how crazy this culture is.
If Corinne's going to start feeling on your dick and obviously she's indicating that she's going to suck it, help a bitch out and take it out.
Yeah, I wasn't just checking to make sure it was there.
With Corinne, yes.
This isn't a doctor's
appointment.
You'd
be surprised.
Yeah, we're talking about the isolated incident between us. Because sometimes girls just want to feel it over the pants, too, and not suck on it, I guess. That's fair to say.
Yeah, right. I guess.
Well, I guess it was just like, I was like, well, it's a long trip from Times Square to Harlem, so let's multitask.
But wait, but if you touch me over my pants, I don't expect you to eat me out right away.
No,
so I wouldn't
but,
say that's unfair.
But it, but if it, like, over the pants is a little different for a girl than for a guy, because you're getting the person hard and then you're
I mean, you're not going to make me come over the pants, but you're going to make me wet. You can turn me on.
Yeah, but it's different with a guy. Because once you get a guy going, it's like, it's just.
How do you think that's any different for us? If you get me going and you don't finish,
well,
I'm going to be pissed.
But blue balls is real. But
yeah, blue ovaries
is real too.
Well, you don't have to do it, but blue like, clit. But then you got to like stop. And then leave so that we can, you know, it's like, okay, you're not going to do this? Okay, well, I'm going to have to finish.
So that's a recommendation that if a girl touches your penis and isn't going to finish it, that she leaves?
If there's like, if it's like,
if it's like caressing
and if it's like kind of like just some, like petting, I guess.
Heavy petting. Mm-hmm.
But you know, but if it's too heavy and you start to do the stroke thing and you start to like, that's when it's like, hey, either got to do it or just stop.
We're about to go for lift
or just stop.
Yeah. I understand because I think, you know, yeah.
That's fair for you to say, though, to the girl.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because...
Because you got to communicate.
That's mean for a girl to do.
I think it's more science than women realize.
Oh, boy.
How?
Hit us, John.
Because a guy needs to...
Teach me science, John. I don't know things.
It's so condescending the way that I said it.
I know. Yep. That's why I did that child voice.
Here's the deal. If it's unhealthy for a guy to come... we're supposed to come like once every 3 days.
Yeah, you guys get real pissed.
No, it's not good for your prostate. Like,
or your
mind. It ups your chances of like prostate cancer if you don't. Because the semen,
I'm gonna have to look up this stuff. Google it
right now as I'm saying it. So the semen, it needs to come out because it's like you women are born with all the eggs that you're gonna have, but we keep producing sperm.
Okay.
So it needs to come out every so often. Because it will just keep creating. So it's like, you know, and that's, you can look that up. So.
Well, I am. The eggs thing is accurate, obviously.
Yeah. So if I don't jerk off, say I go like 3 or 4 days without it.
But eggs aren't coming out when we masturbate.
Exactly. I'm going to have a wet dream at some point. If I decide I'm just not going to jerk off, it's going to come out. You looked it up?
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Yeah. So what happens is like when you get us that excited.
It's amazing how much men know about science when it comes to
when it comes to
come.
Them jerking off and jizzing. Men know all those facts.
It's not,
but about a period or what a period is. Oh no, get that away from me.
Yeah, well, because
I don't care, because
it's also I do care.
I'll be honest, it's fine. I wouldn't care if I were you.
But it's uncomfortable, like sometimes, because you're just like, I don't really want to be horny today. And it's like, but it's good that you are. I'd rather be horny than not horny.
Totally, me too.
You know, obviously.
But it's annoying when you're horny
when it's like, oh, I have
when
to come.
The situation is not really calling for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I have to come, and it's like, I really don't want. I don't have time to today.
Yeah,
and then you're walking around like a dog in heat. You're just like,
I have walked around horny in the city, but it's not because somebody touched my vagina. It's just because like I got horny.
Yeah, but the horniness from like not. Ejaculating after a couple days it's not horny like, oh, I'm just horny. It's horny like, this got to get out of me. This has to get out of me quick, you know?
Yeah.
Now, luckily, I'm not that bad with it. Like, I know guys, they have actual problems. Like you know, there's stories of guys that have to, like, go into a bathroom at a coffee shop because they're just like, I got to, like, you know, there's different levels of it, you know?
Yeah, a tearjerker.
Oh, sad.
Well, it doesn't sound it, but it sucks. Think about if you're walking around.
If I had to go hop into a Starbucks real quick and jerk one out, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, but then when you...
I'd be that scene in 500 Days of Summer where the guy's, like, walking down the street with a cartoon band and a bird flying on his shoulder.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Well, so now, what I used to do is, like, if I was hanging out with a girl, I would just, you know, jerk off before, and then it would be like, I wouldn't... You know.
Yeah, so if she did tease you, it's not like... Mm.
Yeah, but now...
But
I'm
then
the
could
point,
you get it up if you did that too?
Well, then, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the point where I still could, but if I jerk off before I hang out with you, I just don't want to hang out with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where I've gotten to.
Oh,
where I just go,
eh. He called me regarding this issue.
That's really funny.
Like it used to be like when I was like young, like, okay, recently a girl wanted to come over at like, it was like midnight, right?
Yeah, booty call.
And I was literally like, now I gotta wake up. Like, now I gotta like, I gotta like
you
go on.
You really are tired.
I have to like unlock the door. I have
wow,
to like,
that's not a lot of work, John.
I'm gonna have to like take her clothes off. Like, if she was like, hey, John, I'm gonna come over, leave your door unlocked, and I'll just take my clothes off, I would have been like, all right, cool. You know, but now I'm at the point where I'm like,
Sadly, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's also kind of hot. Like, hey, come over here. The door's gonna be unlocked and just start fucking me when you get here.
Yeah, I would love to put that in writing.
I would be like, great, cool. What a fun guy. What a fun guy.
Yeah,
obviously,
you,
both people
cool,
agree.
You two are cool.
No, we're not cool. We're sexually active people, and we're not assholes.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of girls like accuse you of being a creep, I'm assuming, if you're very protective over what you say.
No, but just the state of everything and just how like.
Just Corinne is cracking up.
Trying to have a career. It's like, as a guy right now, you have to be super careful because.
Do you know women have said that like their whole ever, forever?
The what?
Women have like been saying that though forever. Not being careful that someone's gonna accuse us of something, or just being careful of like failure, because that's probably.
Yeah, I mean,
or just like getting harassed, or you
I
know,
mean, I get that. So I mean, both sides have it, you know. I'm not, but it's like I had someone who, so I had this girl come over to help me with an audition. This is fucking true shit, and I really wasn't interested in her, and she was texting me, and it was like 6-7 o'clock at night, and she was texting me. I had to put something on, and she was like, she's kind of new to LA, so I was like, well, hey, I got to put, you know, this audition on tape if you want to help me run lines if you're not doing anything, you know?
Okay, so she didn't have, you had the audition. She did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she a hot girl?
I mean.
John shrugged his shoulders. Okay.
She's
a six?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but six.
Why her? Why'd you ask her? Because she was already texting you?
She was texting me, yeah.
Okay. Was she saying when she was texting you, though? Like, I love your dick.
Basically what, she's like, I want to see your dink. I want to. No.
Let me see that dink. Let me see that thing. Turn around.
She wanted to. She just wanted to see what I was up to, and she was like, she wanted to go out, and she was just like, I don't think she had met. Like, I met her through this other girl, so she was just like texting me, and I was like,
Did you honestly think she wanted to be buddies?
Kinda.
She might have. I want to be friends with people all the time, and sometimes they're guys. And
I was smart enough to know it could go either way, but I didn't think she was like, it was still early. It was like 6 o'clock when she was texting me. I didn't think she was like, I want to come over and book that, you know. I thought I thought she was just, she was just like looking for something to do.
Yeah.
So I was like,
she could have been,
And if you're bored, come hang out. So she came over. We were running lines and everything was going well. And then she was like, well, you want a drink? And I was like, no, because I have to put this on tape tomorrow at noon, so I'm just gonna run the lines tonight and I'm gonna put it on in the morning. I'm not gonna drink tonight. And she was like, well, I kind of want to drink. And I was like, well, if you want some wine or something, that's fine. So she's like, sorry, there's sirens in the background, it's pissing me off.
How do you think I feel? I live here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I go, we go to CVS. She says she's gonna get a bottle of wine. She ends up getting a bottle of Stoli. I go, all right, well, this is
way different.
Yeah, and lemonade, and then she gets lemonade.
Different night.
Long story short, she's drinking by herself, Stoli, and I'm like, and Red Bull. She got Red Bull too. And I was like, hey, can you, I asked her to stop drinking, and she wouldn't.
She was just being, I'm not
so then she drank half a bottle of Stoli.
Oh,
by herself.
Half a bottle?
And she was making moves. People, she was making passes at me that I wasn't.
What were the passes?
I forgot what it was, but I got close to her for something. She was telling me something, and I just like looked at her, and she was like, oh, I thought you were going to kiss me. And I was like, stuff like that. And
no,
I was like,
no, I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then just like, she grabbed my dink a few times.
Well, she was horny and she wanted to fuck.
Right. But she told me when she got there, she had made this comment about how she was on her period, which is why I really thought she didn't want anything to happen. So I was like, okay, cool. I was just looking for someone to run lines with.
Yeah.
So now it's been hours.
She got in your apartment. She announced her period.
Hey.
Yeah. So now she won't leave. But I'm trying to hint, like, because I started going, uh-oh, code red.
You can't hint with a young drunk chick.
I was like,
they don't get hints.
So I was like, you gotta leave. And then I kept saying, I gotta be up early. I was like, I gotta be up early. Gotta be up early. Gotta be up.
Guy code, forget the fuck out of my house.
I heard that, and I remember I heard that with a guy, and I was like, oh,
I'm out.
So
right
finally
away.
I go, all right, I'm going to go watch Friends in my bed and pass out. So she came in bed
with
me.
Yeah, no shit. Of course. That's it. She took that as an invite. She's young and drunk. You got to.
But she didn't want. So she's basically so drunk that she's making moves and then taking the moves back. Like making passes
she's
and taking them back.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, all right. After about 3 hours, I was exhausted. I go, I finally get up and I just go, get the fuck out of my apartment.
You could have been a little.
No, I was nice for 3 hours.
Yeah, but you never told her to leave. Hey, can you leave? I don't want you here.
I mean, I hinted it pretty heavy. I mean, I pretty much did. I really, really pretty much
okay.
did. And I kept, I was like, you need to stop drinking, like drink some water. She was like, don't tell me to fucking drink water, like all this stuff.
Oh.
So it was getting bad. Oh, shit, my headphones fell off.
I actually, yeah, I mean, I.
Long story short, can I make this?
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say that I was like, I'm on your side for this one because young drunk women are really like, I actually have a whole, was writing like a piece on them and
so
because
I go,
I'm so over it.
I go, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then she goes, we're supposed to, I met you for a reason. Why are you doing this?
Oh,
because she kept bringing up things like, I don't know. She was saying weird things throughout the night too about like our connection that wasn't there.
Oh, boy. So, she was lonely and horny.
So then she was like, so I go, why are you acting like this now? But she wasn't, that wasn't her voice before. She was like, and now she's like, why are you acting like this? And I was like,
oh,
look, you have to go.
Right.
I was like, I have an audition in the morning. This is work. Oh, then she starts going, you're not even a good actor. And I was like, motherfucker.
Damn.
So then she goes,
she said this to me.
Then she turns around and says this to me. And this is what I'm talking about. And this is what now like I have to be scared of. She turns around to me and goes, you just want me to leave because I want to have sex with you. And I pulled out my phone and I have 15 minutes.
She was trying to fuck you.
I have 15 minutes of recording on my phone of me going, you have to leave. Please leave. And she's going, you just want, so typical. And I go, you know what? I'm listening to you spin a narrative. Whatever you got to do, you do it. It's fine. She didn't know I was recording her. I was like, I'm going to call the cops if you don't leave.
And yeah, I mean, she really was giving you no choice.
And she just wouldn't leave. She was like, I was like scared. I was like, shit.
I do understand. Normally I would say I would doubt you, but drunk chicks are scary.
Yeah, I love not to be on your side, but I have
minutes
to
of
in
it.
This case.
Yeah. 15 minutes of
wow.
recording it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then she finally left.
I mean, yeah.
She called an Uber, right? She didn't get in her,
she's
or
like,
a Lyft
she's
or whatever.
Like, I don't expect you to call an Uber and be a gentleman for me. I'll call my own Uber. And I was like, yeah, I don't
cool.
know what's going on.
I'm
going
to do that anyway.
But, yeah.
I mean, you want to make sure that she doesn't
safe.
Like, die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want her from my Uber account. I don't even know what she's going to do in the. I don't know what this girl's capable of.
Well,
I just
yeah,
want
that's
her
true.
Outside.
You don't want her vomiting on your Uber account.
I want her
yeah,
outside of my
rating.
Apartment, and I want my doors locked.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, the thing I've been trying to do lately is like when I hear stories that guys tell is I flip it and I think, well, like how scary would that be if that was a man? And obviously the physical size is still a disparity. There's still a disparity there. But like, yeah, that would be terrifying if a guy did that.
Young, drunk
yeah.
women have this tenacity to them that is very scary. It's like a determination.
Yeah.
And that's what's the scariest
part. But I don't
think
she wanted any. I think she wanted to reject me. That's what I really think. I think
maybe,
she wanted.
Maybe she wanted to be in control because maybe she
yes.
just got out of a relationship that she was dumped and she felt out of control.
I don't know.
I mean, it sucks either way. But yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff, I mean.
But also, like, no adult woman wants to come over and help you make a tape.
Yeah, just
out of the goodness
you
of
know
her heart.
Right?
Just
I mean,
so you know for
chicks
the future.
Chicks are scumbags, too.
Well, we were just going to run lines a few times. It wasn't, I was
she,
like.
Yeah,
kinda,
she didn't
wasn't
interested
that.
In
she
that.
Wasn't, no one wants
she
to help
wanted
you with
that. Dick.
That.
She wanted that dick.
Unless this is, like, a friend that you have been friends with for, like I could really do that, but, like, not a random girl who just moved to LA doesn't want to just help you run lines. Everyone's yeah. in LA
and
with a purpose.
You know what was annoying? She was doing this weird thing where she was, like, trying to memorize, like she's just supposed to throw the line, toss the lines away.
Yeah, she was reading it. Yeah,
she was trying to act it out with me,
oh,
and
no.
she and I was like, "You can you just read them?" And
yeah.
she was like,
"You putting too much emotion."
I already like have these memorized, and I was like,
"Uh-oh,
I don't."
Someone caught the bug.
Yeah, yeah, it was so bad. I'm so.
Oh, some, you just birthed another extra.
Yeah,
in
I birthed another extra.
Hey.
Jeez.
So wait, when did you guys fuck?
Okay, thanks. That's good. We need to get back to that.
We fucked on the same night of the Times Square blowjob.
Oh, wait. Did he come in your mouth in Times Square?
No, I don't
okay.
think. Okay.
So you gave him a blowjob but not to completion?
I'm guessing. I mean, we were, yeah, it was.
A rough night.
Yeah, it was a rough night.
And then we went back to her apartment.
Which, the real dirty one.
The older one where it looked
yeah.
like.
The mouse one.
Yeah. What, John?
I can't even believe, like, if John was, like, John is so, like, fucking weird that, like, I couldn't even have gotten him in there if he wasn't drunk.
Oh, and I, well, that was not, that apartment was not great.
Yeah, I'm not, I know.
She's not trying to fight you on that.
Yeah, yeah. No. I lived there.
Her apartment now is fucking spectacular. It's truly beautiful. I mean, it's like,
yeah, you'll never be allowed.
Crown molding. Yeah.
Her apartment was just a kitchen, if I remember correctly.
No. I mean, there was a kitchen.
No, my bedroom was actually a really great size. It's just like when you put all your possessions into one room, it feels a little crowded.
Yeah, I thought it was a Goodwill store when I walked in.
Well, you know, busy girl, don't have time to unpack things out of boxes.
Well, my theory was like, I just didn't want to live there, so I just didn't unpack. And I was like, well, we'll be ready to go when I need to.
Yeah, pack for the house you want, you know?
That's so.
So do you remember anything about the sex other than her home? Okay, what do you recall?
I was good.
Whoa! What a John Campanelli answer.
You were good?
It was good.
You said, and I quote, I was good.
No, it. I said, it was good.
Are you?
I would never do that.
I'm recording this. I swear to God, you just said I.
I'm with Christina.
Well, then I slipped.
That's a real Freudian slip there, bud. Yeah.
It was good. And I remember, I think when I got there, it dawned on me how drunk I was, mm-hmm. you know?
And your dick worked?
Yeah, I don't have problems with that. It just takes me a long time.
To come.
If I'm drunk, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Or after, we gotta tell you after. But then I remember I left, and I for some reason thought I think I thought I was doing you, like I left your door unlocked.
Yeah.
Or like open or something. I don't know
why.
Do you remember anything about the sex? There was a reason for it. I think it. I don't know if it was that. If it was that long.
How do you think about the sex, Corinne? Do you remember it?
I really don't remember it. Yeah, I gotta be honest.
Well, she
I remember that we had it. I remember walking into my room and like getting on the bed with you and like that we were gonna have sex, but I don't remember the actual.
I remember you walking out of your bathroom into the kitchen into your room naked, and I remember being like,
walking around naked.
Yeah, I was like, oh, all right.
You show off the goods. You're in your own home.
I meant it was great, but I meant like, oh, all right. Like, I didn't think. She was just going to do that, you know, like.
Oh, you thought she was going to put on a robe?
Or no, but like.
I'm right to the point.
I'm pretty sure you came out. I'm pretty sure you went into your bathroom.
With clothes on and then came out with that.
Just naked.
Oh, that's like, a great move. I've done that move. Oh. You don't do that move? You never, no one else does that move?
No.
Well, I'm like, we're here to fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get to it.
That's more of a women move because like women's bodies are better to look at.
Yeah, that's true.
Than that. And I mean, if that was my heavy drinking period, man, I would have been real thin, so. Real dehydrated.
No bloating.
I mean, you look great.
Did you put leave the lights on, or is there a candle? Or
no, not a candle in that place. That'd be a fire hazard.
Yes, that's an immediate.
I didn't even light a birthday candle that year. No, Hanukkah's canceled since you moved into a better place.
The building would blow up. I think it was a terrorist attack because of how fast it went up in flames.
Oh, God.
You have lube everywhere. It's probably flammable.
So you guys only fucked once?
We've only fucked once.
And then the Sal's parking lot BJ, was that before or after the Times Square BJ that led
to sex?
This
is a better story than the Times Square one. The Sal's one's way funnier.
And I also remember this one because we weren't.
Okay, let's go to that.
Neither of us were drunk at all. So this was in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we had a show.
We had a show.
Coast to coast.
And then whenever I'm single, I just have like agendas. Where I just
like goals.
Where goal of the night.
Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if you knew we were gonna hook up, but like I knew we were gonna hook up.
Did you know?
I don't think so.
You're sitting at the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I'm ready for
He's
the
just
story.
Like, whatever happens, I'm a little boy. I'm innocent.
Can you tie my shoes?
Who's Jason?
Funny comedian, Jason Collins.
Okay, well.
Give him a plug.
Did you tell him to call at a certain time to give him a free plug?
No, but I got him. Podcast. Very, very funny comedian, Jason Collins. Okay,
all right.
Do you have to take a shit?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You look like you're trying to hold it.
No.
You can do that. I don't care. I got
no, because I'm getting creative, so I'm getting I'm thinking now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in 37 minutes in.
I know, we need to start this over.
Corinne knew that she was going to suck your dick.
Or we're going to do something. Like, dick snucking is, I think actually, you know what? This is, out of all the dicks I've sucked in my lifetime, this is my favorite, I'm going to say, dick sucking story.
I thought you were going to say your favorite dick to suck.
Yeah.
No, your dick is good, but it was not my favorite. I mean, it was good. Like, it was like, it's my favorite instance of sucking a dick, for sure.
That's pretty good, because you don't like doing
that. Yeah, it was like, I was
so that's a compliment.
It was fun. On. I was in the mood to do it.
You got a sleeping bag or no? Okay.
I've never seen a...
me either. I never fucked a guy.
I've never fucked or sucked an uncircumcised penis. Not, I mean, it's not like a, I was, you know, telling people no, but I just, it just never
you
came.
You just saw it and you went, no.
Just never came across one of my travels. So I wanted to get a sandwich from Fat Sal's. Of course, it started with the goal was like me getting a sandwich.
Food, yeah.
And then I don't.
You
I don't
really know. when you vision something, you go and you get it.
I mean,
you
that's
like,
a woman
job
for you.
Sandwich. That's after the show.
But the thing is, we were across the street from Fat Sal's, and you ended up moving the car and parking in like an empty laundromat across the street.
It wasn't
from
even. It was like an auto body shop.
Did you do that on purpose?
Because like I think I started sucking your dick in Fat Sal's, and then you got uncomfortable.
Not in the restaurant.
No, in the parking lot. And I think you got uncomfortable.
Two pieces of bread on either side, yeah. And you just went like,
"Hey, hey try a thick John's." Eh?
I hate that. That's funny.
Yeah.
But you got uncomfortable because there was too many people around because it was like drunk sandwich hour, and so you moved the car. And this is what's like giving someone with anxiety a blowjob. You moved the car, and I was like, "Well,
were you sucking his dick while I moved the car?"
I might have stopped for that. Yeah, but then it's like also like, what's more noticeable than like a singular car in an empty parking lot?
I mean,
yeah, but it was surrounded.
In the dark. There
it was
no
surrounded.
Light.
There wasn't, you know, it was fine.
How long did it take?
It was we went for it, but then and I just remember you like
I want to say 45 minutes.
You fully reclined the seat.
Oh God!
Well, because this is what happens.
He has a lot of anxiety too, so it's like when you having when you have anxiety.
This sounds like a terrible.
I mean, is this not true?
No,
because you were so frustrated, you were so worried about someone seeing, and I was like, who cares? It's L.A.
No, this is what it was. I take a long time after a. Because I performed on your show. You guys had like a sold out main room.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was a great show.
And that's why it took you a long time to come?
Because after a big show or something, because I have, you know, I've got like all the adrenaline going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That like I need to like unwind. I was still so tense from like the show and like just the whole night.
Yeah.
It takes me a very long time after a show.
I don't know if I've ever seen you relaxed in my entire life.
Yeah. When do you relax? When you're asleep?
Yeah, do you even go to the gym or you just shake out of nervousness?
You're like a chihuahua.
I mean, like, yeah, you're in shape, but I...
Yeah, but is it because from all the shaking? You don't need no shake weight. Life is your shake weight.
That's my workout.
You're walking shake weight.
Yeah, and so he like reclined in the back of the seat, and then we finished the blowjob. I finished the blowjob.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, not this ain't no we.
And then you put the seat up. And then I said, "Give me a sandwich." And he pulled back into the Fat Sal's lot, and I stayed in the car. And he went and got me a sandwich and paid for it. And it was great.
That's nice. So she sucked your dick.
It was a very memorable night for me.
You bought her a sandwich.
It was really romantic.
I was so happy with that night.
Yeah,
that was great.
And you didn't want him to do anything to you?
I don't even know if that was this guy. I truly just felt like sucking your dick and eating a sandwich and I didn't want. Getting fingered in a car is not fun once you're
I love getting
past
fingered.
16.
What?
It's not a good. My vagina is too. The hole is like too. I have to really.
You gotta unbutton your pants.
I gotta really like arch up my vagina. Otherwise, and like
the way that you just did it.
I don't
want
a crooked finger in my hole. You know,
ain't that a Hallmark card?
Yeah.
I don't want no crooked finger in my hole.
Yeah, it sounds like a good rap lyric.
Yeah, no, because like normally, like I do demand something afterwards, but I demanded.
Also, you don't want one.
I just wanted a sandwich.
It was a good night for me too. You guys put me in front of a sold out show, gave me a 45-minute blowjob, and then we had sandwiches.
Well, yeah. She gave you the blowjob.
That was really nice of
me. Fast asleep.
That was really nice of me. And you didn't 45 even get
minutes. I honestly would never do that. I suck a dick for 45 minutes.
It did take a while.
Were you at any point about to give up?
I don't really remember giving.
I feel
up.
Like this goes back. To women not wanting to get rejected. I feel like at that point you're like, you're finishing.
Oh no, I've definitely given up on blowjobs. I just like, I was in the mindset that I wanted to give you, like, because most times like I don't want to give a blowjob, but I was in it.
What about John made you want to suck his dick?
It's just
his anxiety.
Yeah. That's sweet. You just seem very innocent.
I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not?
No. The innocence is a juxtaposition to who you really are.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
which
you're
probably a dick, but like in a fun way.
You think I'm a dick?
In a fun way.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
I mean, I like you now, but it took a while.
It did not take a while. Did it take a while?
It was like licorice. You're like, ugh, I guess if I keep trying to eat this.
I'm like,
I still don't like licorice.
Oh my
God. Makes me vomit. Mm-hmm. How many times have you gotten your dick sucked in a car?
Did you just burp?
No, I said, oh.
Oh. He's God. Blown away by all the times.
A lot.
Like, how much is a lot?
Yeah, because this is my theory that this is some kind of a fucking move that you out-manipulated me.
No, I don't know what I do. I don't know.
It's this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about me.
Mister, I guess my dick's just hanging out.
Guess I just have a je ne sais quoi. Hollywood.
Can't suck it, but you don't have to.
Well,
I'm
I like
scared.
When you guys do me.
How do
That's
I get
great.
Home?
Keep doing that. It makes me feel cool.
Oh, boy.
Body language changed.
So you are single.
Yeah.
What's it like to be single? And how do you feel about it?
I don't like it. Right now.
You don't like it or you
do
like it?
No, I don't like it.
Well, you just came out of a 2-year relationship.
Yeah. And so I'm just at a point where, like I said, I just don't. Okay. This is going to sound. I don't like dating. I don't enjoy it.
Me neither.
It's not fun for me.
It's not fun for me either.
You know, I just want to like, I don't want expectations. I just want to go out. You see what happens.
I mean, that's a date.
No. But like, I'm not even saying like I want to go out one on one. Like it's like
yeah.
I just
walking on the street. What are you talking about?
No, I just I don't like going out,
dating is stupid.
I don't like going out to dinner.
No, me neither. It sucks.
I don't like going out to drinks.
I like going out to dinner with my best friend.
I think it's weird. Like, you know, just the way that we're headed right now. I just like I don't know why I have to.
Who's we?
Yeah,
where are we headed?
Talking these big things.
Why do I have to? I don't understand why I have to pay on a first date. Like I just
You don't have to. No one's asking you to.
Yeah, okay.
I think
whatever.
The mentality in
never
Los Angeles,
asked you.
No,
I will
New
say,
York.
Is a little bit different than you know, New York, though. I think LA is a little bit more.
And I believe
women love to act like you guys don't have to pay.
I do not. Please. I think it's a little condescending when the guy pays. I think you should split it.
I think it's the kind of women you date, though, John, because I mean, it's like. You do have a specific type.
Also, too, the guy could just be trying to be nice and the girl could try to be nice, too. That's another reason.
Well, I mean, I feel like women now are always saying like, no, guys don't have to pay. But like, but then when I'm on the date, it's a different story.
I've paid on dates and it is a little bit of a power move paying. If you're the one who pays, you kind of feel a little bit of.
I don't.
Well, the rule is whoever asks who out is supposed to pay. I mean, that's like the kind of like.
I guess. I don't know.
But what also, I like to do is like I hate splitting a bill. I just think it's like so corny and a lot of fucking. I would rather pay than split the bill. I don't need to be fucking having cards on to like that's so stupid. But it's like usually unless the date is going terribly. I've actually, believe it or not, never been on a date that was going so terribly that I had to like make an early exit. But
Nice.
You one person pays for dinner and then we go out and have after dinner drinks and the other person pays for that. That's what I always do.
You know what I think it is? Why I don't like dating?
Why?
I like now what I look for in intimacy is like a level of trust. Mm-hmm. I like trust.
You think everyone is out to get you. That's why.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You kind of do. Sorry.
You're like.
I'm getting. You're both ganging up on
you're
me.
Like
now I feel
walking,
like you're out to
get
me.
You think there's like a conspiracy against you. And
just,
I know you've told me
you
a lot of stuff.
You just have anxiety. I mean, that's what anxiety is.
I
have anxiety.
It's like you're
it.
Always smoking weed, but you're not.
Okay.
Like you're paranoid all the time.
No, I'm not. I want to hang out with someone. And I find like it turns me on when there's trust involved. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want to.
You can feel comfortable being yourself around that.
That. And I want to know, like, for instance, like I see no point in wearing a condom.
Well, I do.
No, I see a point in that obviously what it protects from getting pregnant, but it
and
does
STIs.
Not. But it exactly, but it doesn't feel good at all.
How?
Like
okay,
literally
really?
For me, wearing a condom, like when I was in my 20s, late 20s, yeah, I would just do it. I'd be like, all right, whatever, I'm fucking having sex, you know, and it was still like, all right, dude, I'm still fucking. But now I'm like,
Whoa.
Would love to know.
Well,
you
that's how you fuck. That's why you don't like condoms.
But that
a lot of rug burn.
But now it's like, but it didn't really feel good. Now it's like, it just, I'm just over it. Like, to be honest with you, it gets to the point
the
where.
The condoms or the dating?
The condoms.
Oh. Now we're talking about the condoms. I'll give you skin condoms.
But the point I'm making is.
I actually know exactly what you mean. I can't believe I interpreted this.
Okay, go.
I do. No. Because I do the same thing. That's a big reason why I only have sex with friends. I also don't like condoms. And I know what you mean. Like, there's just a level of, you know, that the person is open with you and has been open about if they're on birth control, if they have STIs, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I understand exactly what you mean.
You can also have, I mean. You can have that conversation with the date. I think, though, too, it seems like dating,
oh, yeah. They'll be honest. Please.
I mean, they fucking better be. Yeah, I've had that conversation before.
I think you're giving people too much credit.
I mean, I've seen test results. I want to see them.
Well, I mean that. Yeah, I wouldn't trust someone just on their word that I just met.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm saying
not.
It's just like it's not fun. Like, being promiscuous isn't fun. There's so many different ways that it could go wrong. That, like, I just don't, I'm just over it. I want the connection.
See, that's not why I'm not worried. I mean, I'm just worried about it because, yeah, it's very hard to develop a connection with someone you met 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the
dating
apps.
But you can.
I guess.
There are situations where you meet someone and you're like, I'm really vibing with you.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm
so rare.
I'm relatively intuitive, you know? So I'd like to say that, like, I can get an idea, you know, when I meet you. And,
sure.
And I think first, you know, your first impression is usually pretty on, but, like, first impression is, like, literally, like there's a book on it. It's a theory of thin slicing, and your first impression isn't after the first conversation you have with someone. That's what people think it is. They think, like, oh, but after that first conversation, they could have swayed you.
Mm.
Your first impression, you have to remember what when you saw that person and looked at them,
your
gut feeling was.
Ooh.
And so you have to go back. Like, sometimes, like, I dated a girl a couple years ago, not my last ex. My last ex, that was a good relationship overall. It was what it was. But before that, I dated a girl, and she swayed me. But when I remember what I first thought of her, wretched. That was my gut was like, this is a wretched woman.
And then so how did she sway you?
She's, I mean, I don't want to. She still gives me issues, so I don't want to go into it.
Okay.
But I just.
So she kind of lured you in.
We'll say manipulation.
Yeah, that sucks because it's, you know. Especially if you do have anxiety, it's almost easier to get manipulated. I mean, that's
you
persuading.
Look like you're having a spasm.
Yeah, you look like you're having a stroke. You look like you need help.
You are so peculiar.
You also look like half like an elderly person when they don't have teeth when you smile like that.
You are so peculiar, John.
That's good. I'm original.
You really are a strange, strange man.
Has your confidence gone up or down since this interview started?
I mean, I don't care.
Are you happy?
I'm all right.
Okay, so no.
Everything's fine. Everything's like, it is what it, you know, it's like fine, you know? It's like a weird time to be in entertainment, I think.
It's, yeah,
it is, that's for sure.
It's, you know, so there's a lot of obstacles and it's oversaturated. So it's just like, yeah, I mean, I'm working, but I mean, like, yeah, I feel like it could be better. So yeah, everything's
fine.
Vaguest
answer.
Yeah, very vague. How often do you masturbate?
Not a lot.
How often?
Wait, this is that scene in that Meryl Streep movie that I fucking love.
How
I hate you.
Do you masturbate? Just answer the damn question.
Oh, I don't know. A couple times a week, once a day sometimes. I don't know. It varies.
You do? Okay, now I get the little boy thing you're talking about, Corinne.
It varies.
You're like, I don't know. With my mom. I'm with you. We have to go.
Wait, when did you start being sexually active? What age?
6.
No.
He started fucking the family dog.
If you don't, you know, Christina, I'll tell you what, you better be careful or else I'm going to put the moves on you without even putting moves on you.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Oh my God.
You a little nervous?
No.
I'll be fine.
I mean, I'm just nervous being here. You make me, your energy is so nervous.
Yeah. How does that make for good fucking?
What do you, like a punk, she said, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What she said, yeah.
Well, that's why you got to get a couple drinks in him. It really is like I think it's a gender reversal that I like with John.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you give him a little tipsy.
He acts like he doesn't
and he'll let
want
you suck his dick. Yeah.
You got to get a little few
no,
drinks in him.
Oh, wait. Okay.
I understand now. I understand.
Wait, you think you're putting me down, but you're making me look kind of brilliant.
No, I'm not trying to put you down.
We're just being honest,
I genuinely like
whatever
you,
it is.
But you are very weird.
You're very weird too.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm like a contrived weird. Like, I went to Hot Topic too many times. Like, I am actually very normal, and it bothered me. So I was like, I'm just gonna do everything I can to not be fucking normal because I hate normal. But you actually just came out of the womb all jacked up.
And that's why his middle name is Jack.
Yeah, yeah, like I worked to be different.
You don't have to put much effort.
Yeah, you it comes pretty easily to you.
I was born to stand out.
Okay. That's what they say to.
All right, Christina, you better watch it or else I'm taking you down next.
No, you're not. That sounded.
That's not a good way to say.
Yeah, now I know why you're nervous around women. Yeah. Say shit like that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I'm back on here a third time.
No, don't worry about
see,
it.
See, this is the thing. Now I'm just like, was this just like a thing in the making where you just tried to fuck me and then waited years?
No, I'm not that. See, I'm not calculated like that. There's no way.
Okay.
No, I'm not that calculated.
All right.
So what does it take for you to have sex with somebody at this point in your life right now? You're single. You were in a long-term relationship. Have you fucked anybody since you've broken up with your...
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. That means yes.
But what would it take
now? I mean,
it's okay.
I mean,
oh, well, you told me you're only into non-Americans now. Let's talk
about
that.
I don't blame
you.
Yeah,
I don't like American women.
Why? Because, yeah, but I feel like you got a little bit of Ryan Reese in you in that you go after, like, the shittiest ones. And you can't say that American chicks suck if you're only dating the ones that are, like, drooling.
All right, here's... No. Let me first say this.
Okay.
Ultimately,
oh boy,
I have nothing but good experience. Ultimately, percentage wise, I have good experiences with women in my life. I'll tell you why. People might say like you have crazy girl stories, this and that. I do, but I've had such an extensive dating life that like you're playing the odds. It's like one out of every four people are a sociopath.
So is that really the statistic?
Yes.
That's very high.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, but
sociopaths, it's hard to tell right away.
Yeah. And they're not all bad. But one out of every four people are sociopaths.
Jesus.
So statistically speaking, how many sociopaths have I actually slept with?
God, that's why you're so goddamn anxious. You think about that kind of shit.
And how many bipolar? How many, like, how many borderline personalities?
I mean, what is
I have.
Yeah, of course.
Point being is... I have actually slept with crazy people because I played the odds. But the majority of the women...
Also, entertainment business, I think, is a little higher.
No. But
yeah.
the majority of women have been amazing. So you figure, like, how many... It's like, John, how many women did you sleep with that were really fucking off the rock or bad? A handful?
Okay. Still don't know how many that is, but okay.
Like...
10%.
There's like five...
Okay.
...that I'd be like... They're fucking certifiably insane.
But okay. Do you think that you are mentally stable?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm not like...
You have very, very aggressive
but
anxiety.
But anxiety is a now mental disorder
see,
the same
I don't
way
like,
bipolar
I don't like,
is.
I don't like the language you're using now. Now you're flipping it to...
But somebody
you're mad because I was jokingly hitting on Christina.
I literally haven't thought about that for 5 minutes.
And you're worried
minutes.
About it now.
No,
wow.
No, stop nagging, John.
Mm.
He just hates anxiety. The word aggressive. He hates the word aggressive because he thinks everyone's coming to take him down.
You're getting so. She's getting so.
Also, anxiety
oh,
can be.
God, roll their eyes.
But I could categorize all the guys I fucked and say,
you're
oh, some have been
manipulator.
Certifiably whatever. And anxiety could be one of those things. I've never seen you smile like that. You really feel like you got a victory
that?
In your head. Oh my god. How can you say other people are insane when you're doing this?
No.
Okay. I'm so confused.
Because I don't know why you're getting upset. I know you well enough. You're a little upset.
I don't think
me.
She's upset.
And
at
you
all.
Don't know me that well.
Oh, now I don't know you well.
I mean, just not like
okay,
looking
right.
at my face.
I know her better.
We talk on the phone a lot.
I know her better. Only she's upset.
Yeah, see? Oh, you're saying she's not.
She's not. If she was, she would tell you. Why are you looking at her vagina? This is very uncomfortable. You want me to let go?
No, but go. So what I was saying is, statistically speaking, women have been awesome.
Cool.
Okay. what point are you getting to?
Yeah, forgive what the question.
I'm just saying that like not a lot of women are crazy. It's just like when if you sleep with enough people, you're gonna run into a
okay.
crazy person.
So
you are correct.
It's a numbers game. That's
okay.
what I'm saying.
I agree. Why are you not sleeping with American women?
Just because of, I don't know. I just like.
They keep saying no.
I just like the yeah. form.
They keep running away from you when you chase them.
What is it? Why are you looking at me like that? Are you gonna murder us?
You might, man. I just got flowers too. I got.
I
It's good if we can lay them across our bodies.
Damn it.
Can't wait to be on this for a third time.
What do you want? You won't. What do you want to promote?
I want to promote trust. And
I literally knew he was going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. Why do you keep squinting
one
of your
eyes?
I love
that you're cracking yourself up.
And I wanted to talk more.
Well,
you wasted it.
I gave you guys a layup there.
Yeah.
What I want to promote? I don't know. Just fucking.
Your real website?
You're really selling yourself.
Just watch me do stand up. That's it.
On where?
Yeah, I've
YouTube?
Got two albums out.
Okay, what are they called?
Come to live shows. Nervous.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I'm in touch with who I am.
Okay.
A new phone, who dis?
Who is this?
Who is this? All right.
New phone, who is this?
Yeah, right. It's a little long.
I think I told you that too. It's funny though. It's a good album.
I agree. Thank
and
you.
What's your website?
What's your website?
Oh my God.
TheJohnCampanelli.com.
The. Oh.
Well, the other one is taken. Actually, can I tell you this?
Sure.
So this pisses me off.
Okay.
You tell him, John.
So there's this. So and I wasn't going to put him on blast, but fuck this guy.
Oh God.
So there's
yeah,
a
we
guy
got
that's got.
Put him on blast.
There's a guy who's got all the John Campanelli Instagram, Twitters. Like he's got all the social media.
His name is not John Campanelli.
No, it is.
The market cornered on the John Campanelli social media.
He's like an older guy. He's like an editor of like a newspaper. Not that much older, like 50. Editor of a newspaper, right?
Oh, okay.
So this motherfucker gets arrested for indecent exposure.
Okay.
So now if you Google my name.
Oh.
That's great.
You sure wasn't you in Times Square?
Well, you can see the picture and you read it. So now this guy who's exposed himself has all the John Campanellis. So he emails me because he finds my comedy email on my website. And he goes, he's like, hey, man, you know, I don't know if you Googled us like 2 years ago. I mean, he's basically like, you know, I'm trying to do some good faith because I've been going through some stuff. So if you want all the John Campanellis, you can have them. And then I was like, that was kind of nice of him.
Yeah.
Then I realized why. And then I realized, well, I'm just going to get your hate tweets.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't want to get your
you fucking
your
asshole.
Exposed.
You know what
handle?
The worst part is? He's verified and I'm not.
Why is he verified? Because he edits a fucking newspaper.
I don't know.
Verified dick shower.
Dink.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. All right.
So John Campanelli won on social media.
Oh, that sucks.
John Campanelli won.
Okay.
And two albums out, and just come see me live. Like that's just, you know.
And you're
just
in LA a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm in LA and New York, and then I'm trying to tour.
This is coming out on Friday, so if you have any shows in New York City.
Oh, it's coming out on Friday?
Yeah.
No, come see me.
Well, you're on Nacho Bitches on Friday.
Yeah, but you'll be promoting me on that.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Didn't mean it like that.
Tonight.
You know what?
Guys.
Wait. I'm sorry, Corinne.
Don't touch me.
Okay. That's why I wanted to wrap things up. I'm really sorry. But I'm at the Comedy Store in Hollywood the following Friday, and then the Hollywood Improv on Sunday.
Awesome.
That Sunday.
Well, thanks for coming in her mouth and then coming on the show.
If anyone wants to nervously touch John's dick, he's open to it.
Ask for permission first.
I need to trust you.
Yeah. Oh, God. This has been, this
Take
is weird.
Take me on a date. Buy me dinner.
I thought you don't like dates.
So needy.
Or dinners.
Earn my trust. What? But if you're going to take me.
And in return, you can get a 2-hour phone call about how someone's taking over your comedy show.
The show must go on. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. This has been Guys, We Fuck the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I guess we'll talk to you next week.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes AA through G, and that brand is Third Love. Find your perfect fitting bra today by going to thirdlovespeltout.com/GWF and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/GWF. thirdlove.com/GWF.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.